Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
10 to 10 now on 2FM, and I'm joined now by the great Michelle McMahon, who's editor of Her.ie. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
It's nice to see you. Today we're going to talk about the tricky world of renting.
Yes.
Are you in or out of the renting world?
I'm renting at the moment, and I'm trying to get out of that and into the buying world,
yeah,
which is,
that.
Yeah, that's, here we go again, worse, but renting is a disaster at the moment.
Well, let's see, it's stressful to find a decent and affordable place as well, you know, to rent these days. So what are the key elements we're talking about here?
Well, I suppose first off, I mean, we're specifically talking about Dublin, really. I mean, it's difficult in all corners of the country, but the comparison, I suppose, between availability, market demands and the prices in Dublin, there is no comparison to any other part of the country. At the moment, Daft and My Home and these websites are the sixth circle of hell for people who are looking for homes, because, you know, you're stalking it every day. It replaces Facebook, it replaces Twitter. It's, you know, every hour, you know, the app is there and you're just checking.
Yeah.
Something goes up, and I mean, I have had friends who've partners both have a house or bought an apartment or whatever, and they've moved in together, and they've told me if they put it up within the first hour, there's usually 100 communications on it.
That's quickly.
So they're getting, you know, you can't even put your number on it anymore. It's sending an email. So then you're basically trying to get a date with the person who's renting next.
No.
So you have to craft this lovely email of how, you know, I'm really interested but not too interested. I have other options, but I really like this place. I really appreciate your taste. I'll take really good care of your home.
Yeah.
I don't have loud parties, but like, I'm not a total square. And it's just,
so you're whoring yourself.
You're completely whoring yourself.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's worse again then. That's one thing if you're trying to rent the place yourself, or you have a partner or a friend coming with you. And then if you're trying to move into a room in a house that's already occupied, that is worse again. That is actually speed dating. It's horrible.
Do you have to sit before the house committee?
I had to do this.
Oh,
when I moved, I was living with my partner in Munster, and I was moving to Dublin, and he wasn't moving at the time, so I couldn't possibly have gotten a place on my own. And I went to the place I ended up moving into was after a day. Now, it was after a couple of weeks of house hunting and staying with a friend. But they called me to say, yeah, you got the room, after meeting me as the 17th person in a day of interviews. So I had to sit down with the three housemates. And again, like that, you're like, I'm really fun, but like not too fun. I'll give you your space, but you know, we can do this. And like, I can cook, but I mean, I don't want to force it on
you. Nothing smelly. I mean, and you don't have to eat it. Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awful.
And you know, just listening to that idea of if something fresh comes onto the market in the housing thing,
mm-hmm.
and there's 100 people going, you're just thinking, oh, how am I going to get a place to
That's
stay?
That's it. And then it's these open viewings, which have become so popular recently. So obviously you'd be used to those for buying purposes, but this happens for renting now as well. So it'll say, you know, okay, this place in Dublin 8, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, show up. We did this the last time we moved, which is about a year ago at this point, because we obviously saw a few places before we moved, and went to one place in Dublin 8, 2-bed, tiny.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you could call it a 2-bed terraced house. And it was 4 figures, and there was a queue literally down to the end of the terrace and around the corner when we got there at 10 to 7. And there was people with the full first month's rent and deposit cash in their hands and a couple of hundred extra so that they could secure it on the night
where
needs be.
What is going on with the rental market?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And there's no... The controls on the market here, you know, they're ridiculous. We, as a nation, are obsessed with owning property.
Yes, exactly.
And because we haven't ever had a culture of long-term renting, you know, you're told it's dead money, you know, your parents are going, look, I'll give you a deposit, will you just get something? You know, if people are lucky enough to be in that situation, obviously.
Exactly.
But we don't have a culture of that, so we have no controls there, and there's no protection really for long-term renters. So there's nothing to stop your landlord going, listen, my niece wants to get this place, which is actually a thing. If they want a family member in there, they could just be like, you've got 30 days, good luck and thanks.
God. And you're gone.
And you're gone.
And then you wonder why we want long-term tenure. Fixity of tenure, remember from your history book in the first year.
Yeah, which is crazy. So there's no protection there. I mean, one of the girls in the office was talking just last week, landlord got in touch with them, and for a place that's overpriced as it is, went actually up in it by 260 a month. And this is 8 months after the last increase, which is completely illegal.
And
you know, you can't do that.
So what does she do?
at the moment is still trying to decide what to do, you know, because then the problem is
if you take them on,
if you take them on, you're kicked out, and there you go again. And it is not a nice place to be in at the moment, to be trying to start from scratch, particularly if you're looking for something central, if you don't drive, you know, all of these.
So it's a landlord's market, really.
It is 100% a landlord's market, and because obviously the new restrictions around deposits mean the market for buying isn't the same. So the people who would be moving from rentals into buying, that has slowed down.
Yeah.
There's even more demand on renting, and everybody's just tacking on a couple of hundred wherever they can.
So if you wanted to buy, because you're what age are you, roughly speaking? You know?
We did this the last day. I'm 30.
You're 30, so you're quite old now. So if you're 30,
not as old as you, but we're getting there.
And you're getting married, aren't you? So like, you're right bang in the heart of of the kind of, oh come on, like, give you guys, you deserve a break, right? You're getting married, you're holding at the cusp of your life ahead of you, and all the rest of it together as a couple, and tell me about the possibility of buying a house. Is that no, you're shaking your head.
That is just, and I mean, we're only at the stage of mortgage application, and already I have, I won't name check them, but I've already changed the bank I was with since I was 15, because in four meetings I still didn't understand what they were saying to me, and in one meeting or another,
gobbledygook and jargon.
Oh my god! Yeah. And they just do, like, they don't care about you, you know. And when they got the math wrong, I was like, "You're the bank," and they're like, 10% of this is equal to this." I'm like, "No, that's not right, actually. Yeah. 10% should be a fairly easy sum." And they got that wrong and insisted that they were right in two different forms of communication. And it was basically, you know, the new legislation is 10% of the first 220.
Yeah.
So they referenced the figure of 189. I'm like, well, no, that's 198, because this actually happened in a bank. I was like, what? I'm done. Good luck.
Yeah, and your calculator's broken.
Yeah, I'm done.
So you're not hopeful about getting a place, are you?
I have to be hopeful, because if I don't have that, I have nothing. So I'm hopeful, but it is very, very difficult. So we're just at the point of having all the application, and we are much happier with the second group that we spoke to, and things are moving an awful lot faster, and we've learned a lot more. But we've been to viewings whereby, say, it's advertised for a kind of an average price, like a starter home at the moment in Dublin might be around the 230. For fairly average, and we've walked into places that are down and listed as that, and as you walk in and they hand you the brochure, they're like, there's another 20 on that. Before you cross the threshold of the house, they told you it's gone up like maybe 8-10%, and that's the first offer that's on it, and they've got three other viewings.
So the guide is a Mickey Mouse number, really.
Completely Mickey Mouse. You might, like, don't go by that if you're looking for a mortgage and you're looking at what is listed on the websites or in the papers.
Add the tax,
just assume that that's a percentage.
So when you actually get a place then to rent, you do find a place, the realities of renting are, what are they, intense? Like, you've got maintenance, water charges, all these things. Should you hammer these things out before you get in, or is it just get in and see what happens?
Controversial, but with the water charges I would say nothing until you hear more, because it entirely depends on whether you intend to pay them or not. And obviously there's a very divided opinion about that at the moment.
Yes.
Technically,
but the tenant pays water charges, not the rent, not the landlord.
That's how they've got it figured out, and you probably will get notifications to the same, but
fair, because the tenant can well afford to pay water charges, but the landlord's
that's
lonely.
Exactly how it works. Poor our landlord. I mean, you know, it's tough. Interest isn't what it used to be. It's insane. And all of these things that, you know, you would expect should be looked after. I mean, we get it in contracts, like maintenance of the lawn. And it's like, well, there's no lawnmower. Do I now have to go and spend a couple of £100 on a lawnmower? I don't need one. This is not my house.
You don't
feel the ownership of
the grass, do you?
You know, I might want to buy a nice toaster and a kettle, and that's fine, or a nice TV.
Yeah.
But do I have to buy a lawnmower? You have to handle all of this as well.
So you're looking for a place to rent?
Looking for a place to buy.
To buy.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you're renting?
In the meantime, I'm renting.
With your fiancé?
Yes.
Okay, so that's fine. Are you living in a house together or apartment?
Living in a house.
Are there others there? Or is
just two of us.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. I'm well past that stage.
Well,
I've had enough of it.
You are 30, that is pushing on.
Oh, God.
But listen, Michelle, thanks a million for that, and for that little update on what's
happening.
Pleasure
as always, thank you.
I love to send you out angry. Chicken and bacon pasta for you tonight, apparently. Michelle McMahon, editor of herd.ie. Always nice to see you. Thanks so much.
You too.